Would you people please eat right? You're paralyzing the government. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, in one of his last official acts before leaving the job, held a news conference to announce that there will be further changes in the diet guidelines known as the government food pyramid. And these changes could be so dramatic that the pyramid itself might be dropped altogether. And good riddance. The food pyramid's main accomplishment has been to inspire Americans to adopt it as their body type. But the new guidelines are going to change all that. They'll be easier to understand, measuring portions in terms of cups and ounces instead of serving size. And no longer will they emphasize the incomprehensible body mass index. Instead, they will emphasize counting calories, eating at least 4.5 cups of fruit and vegetables a day, avoiding sugar, and exercising at least 60 minutes a day to prevent weight gain. 60 minutes a day! Why not just reinstate the draft? Are we that bad off to be punished like this? Well, apparently we are. But let's face it, after 20 years of government warnings, we have come to learn that we like ourselves fat, and we hate to exercise. We're Americans. These colors don't run, nor do they jog or do push-ups, and certainly not for 60 minutes a day. If the government wants us to limit our portions, it's going to have to pry them from our warm, greasy fingers. And if they're looking for a new shape for the food pyramid, well, shape it like something we can relate to. Shape it like Catherine Zeta-Jones. Nobody will read it, but at least it'll be posted everywhere. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.